Welcome to Sustain and Innovate Conference by Performance Days and Sports Fashion by SAZ. You are listening to an expert talk from November 2019. Mr. Martin Cislik, Head of Global Marketing and Sales Hohenstein, presents Harmonization and Credentials: Why Verification Matters.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we all know it's late already on the second fair day, but we have a very special guest here, Dr. Jan Böhringer from Hohenheim Institute, and actually he is explaining about Made in Green and explaining about how sustainability can be traced, can be monitored, and so I think that will be a very interesting once again. So, thank you very much for coming here, and it's yours.
Now it's working. Thank you. Thank you. Good afternoon, and also thank you the organizers for the opportunity to speak here. I will start my presentation with an apology, because actually my boss was supposed to give a presentation, but he cannot be here today. And as you know, everybody does his own presentation his own way. And presenting slides from somebody else is always difficult, so this is why I chose to switch the topic, to talk to you about Made in Green from Ökotex, which is actually more in line with what I usually do in Hohenstein. All right, so starting with the customer's view. So we did some surveys, and well, this is basically what customers want. So around 70% of the consumers are aiming for a sustainable and environmentally friendly lifestyle. So 70% are actually thinking about it. 80% of the consumers are interested in certified products. So they really look at the point of sale. Is there a hang tag on the product that shows a certain certification? And 52% of the customers are looking for labels when they shop. So intentionally, there's a textile, I like it. Is it kind of labeled? So does it state the functions that it actually claims to have? So, some more data. So 92% of the manufacturers and 73% of the consumers agree that product safety is priority, that is becoming more and more important. So this is actually a quite large number. And 60% of the consumers pay attention to labels that certify clothes as tested for harmful substances. So they want to wear garments that are safe and free from residual chemicals. I'm a chemist. I'm in the textile industry for 17 years now, so I definitely know there are chemicals needed to produce textiles. But there is multiple ways to produce textiles without the residues of chemicals. So actually, what about textiles? What about labels for textiles? So, there's a certification jungle out there. So there are a lot of labels on the market claiming different things, focusing on certain aspects, not covering the whole chain. So, actually there is something missing that takes care of everything. And we as Ökotex think we might have a quite good solution on that. So this is basically our solution, following the whole textile chain. So starting from the very beginning with the input chemicals, the process that is required to make the textile, this is from the machinery, to the wet finishing, of course, and last but not least, we have the ready-made product. For the input control, the corresponding product from Ökotex is a so-called eco-passport, which is a certification for chemicals. So the thinking behind is, if you use clean chemicals, free of residues, and so on, it's almost 100% likely that later on, after the production, you achieve a textile product which is free from unwanted chemicals. Going the next step to the manufacturing side, this is the Ökotex STEP product, our certification for sustainable textile production. And also the effluence can be assessed with one product from the Ökotex Association, which is called Detox to Zero. This is basically following the guidelines from Greenpeace Detox to Zero campaign. Last but not least, the ready-made product. I think you're all very familiar with the Ökotex Standard 100, so basically testing the ready-made product for residual harmful substances. the new product I'm going, or not really the new product, but not the so famous product I'm going to talk about in detail in the next few minutes is the Made in Green, which is a combination of production and product. And our newest product is the so-called Ecotex leather standard. So as you may know, the leather industry and the textile industry, they are quite similar. Most of the chemicals they use are quite identical, so it was simply logical to come up with a leather standard that certifies leather products for harmful substances. So we think that Ecotex is able to support the consumer's purchasing decisions with the label Made in Green. And actually, what is the label Made in Green? So this is how it looks like. This is the hang tag that can be placed on the product or put on the website. And it basically states that the product is made with is made with chemistry and was with clean chemistry and was tested for harmful substances, which is basically the Ecotex Standard 100. And also was made environmentally friendly and made safe in social responsible workplaces. This is the manufacturing, so the fair and sustainable manufacturing. You may notice a little QR code on the right bottom of the label, and this is actually the cool thing. Everybody has a mobile phone which can scan QR codes, and this is basically what the end consumer can do right at the point of sale. So take the label and scan the barcode, and then simply click how to see where the textile product was manufactured. So it depends on you as the owner of the label, how far you disclose everything in your supply chain, but you at least need to state where you are located. You are the certificate holder. In this example, for this part, you are a company in Germany, and your supply chain is located in Pakistan. And this is what the consumer at the point of sale can find out directly by scanning the QR code, which is on the label, on the hang tag of the garment. I think it's actually a cool thing. And, well, what are the requirements for Made in Green? So what do you need to fulfill? What requirements are set? And, well, putting it back to the point again, products certified with the Made in Green label are made of materials that are tested for harmful substances and are produced in a sustainable manner. So basically, Ecotex Made in Green equals Ecotex Standard 100 plus Ecotex STEP certification. So the STEP certification can be owned by only by factories that produce textiles. So this is your garment making plant, this is your wet finishing plant, for example, or the weaving and the knitting plant. And later on, the Ecotex Standard 100, again, which you are very familiar with, is for the ready-made product. So explaining a little bit in detail, I think for the Ecotex 100, I can go very quickly over it, should be well known in the industry. We think it's the only independent label for a tested textile of all processing stages. And as mentioned before, it's for the ready-made product. And the STEP certification, STEP stands for Sustainable Textile Production. This is the certification for a transparent and sustainable production. Well, what does transparent and sustainable production mean? So these are basically all the modules that are mandatory for the STEP certification. This is a certain level of environmental performance, health and safety aspects for the workers that are working in the factory, social responsibility, again, for the workers, environmental management, managing the effluents and managing the inputs, quality management, of course, you need to ensure a certain quality during your production process. The chemical management from the input side, but also from the output side. And last but not least, I think I did already, the environmental performance. So, in a little bit more details, if you put it down to the very point, for the ready-made product, this is easy, straightforward, this is standard 100 for the product. Then your garment-making factory needs to be certified for 100% for all manufactured goods or finished textile goods. So this is the full certification. And for the wet processing, we totally acknowledge here that it cannot be 100% So we require at least 85% of the total weight of components, which means less than 5% or more than 5% of wet finished goods. And what you get in addition, and I think this is also a quite cool thing that Ökotex came up with, is the registration and the use of the so-called My Ökotex platform. So this is what I will explain later on in a few more details. So to summarize this quickly up, your added values for the Made in Green. Well, NGOs are asking more and more for certain requirements. So NGO obligations are visible. And from our side, we think it's a very strong commitment to your customer. And it gives you credibility through independent product and process control. So basically making your supply chain transparent. So what do you need to consider? What are basically the limits from this standard? Well, the Made in Green label is valid for 1 year. This is, again, quite logical because, as you know, you are from the industry, the supply chain is very dynamic, so it changes from year to year, even from week to week or from month to month. If the supply chain remains unchanged, the label ID can be renewed. So basically, if you say, well, I still have the same manufacturer, I have the identical supply chain, not an issue, this can be renewed. Transparency. Information about the product ID and or the QR code are available for 5 years, which means when your product is out there on the market, the end consumer who buys your product can track for 5 years who is the owner of the certificate and where exactly the textile was manufactured. So talking about the My Ökotex web platform, and this is actually where all the data goes together for you as a brand or for you as a manufacturer. It's actually a very powerful tool to manage your Standard 100 certificates, to manage your Detox Zero certification, to manage your Ecotex passport, the STEP certification, the Made in Green certification, and of course also the non-Ökotex certified products, which can be integrated into the system. So My Ökotex is basically a real-time management of all Ökotex certificates. It's a customer-specific visualization evaluation of your supply chain. And basically, it's a very powerful tool to comprehensively analyze all your data. The scoring system from STEP is integrated. STEP has a certain scoring system to achieve certain values and also to improve your scoring system. And it also gives you a warning. So for example, if one company in your supply chain is no longer the active holder of a STEP certification, it gives you a warning. Basically, it alerts you that one part of your supply chain is no longer certified, so you can take action if you want to. Yeah, and this is basically how it looks like. So on the very top, this is you, your brand, or basically your product. And then you can see exactly your supply chain within that system. So if you build your supply chain out of the existing certificates, the My Ökotex tool is able to visualize that in this kind of chart. So you really can go to the very bottom and to all the factories that that take part in your product. So for example, if we have this yarn-dyed shirt, well, the very top is the shirt, and then you just go straight down your whole supply chain, and then you see exactly where the product is produced and which of your suppliers take part in the whole production. This display is specific to the article. So just imagine if this was not a yarn-dyed shirt, maybe you also have a piece-dyed shirt. And this would be a totally different supply chain. So for example, the yarn-dyed shirt would be this part of the supply chain, and the piece-dyed shirt is identical up to here, and then it goes straight to the other supply chain. So this is also visible in the My Ökotex platform. And what this My Ökotex platform does in the background, so it links, it synchronizes with the Ökotex customer side, so the QR code that I've shown you before. So the end consumer is not able to see this part here, but the end consumer is able to see this part over there. This is only for you to manage your supply chain, and if you want to, also to disclose to your customers if you want that to. And this is linked in the background, so all the supply chain is consistently updated with the globe map so that the end consumer can immediately see when scanning the QR code where the textile was produced. Yeah, and this is why we think it's a very powerful tool to give transparency and trust with the Made in Green certification. And as mentioned before, this is all right on the product. Just scan the QR code, and the end consumer is totally informed where your textile is produced. So talking about the added values for the manufacturers, well, the Made in Green label delivers a reliable risk management and process safety. So it's also a powerful tool for you as manufacturers and brands to manage your risks and increases your credibility through independent product process control with the Standard 100 and the process control with the STEP certification. So also, again, being more credible to your customers and to the end consumers. And to show your customers that you are actually taking responsibility in the areas of social awareness and the environment. This is basically the documentation available on the website, as I've shown just before, to show your end customers that you're actually taking action. For brands, as the added values, well, the Made in Green is used to demonstrate the fulfillment, your commitments to the NGOs. So you can also present this to NGOs. Made in Green is also recognized from NGOs. I will come to that later on. And Made in Green shows that your product is sustainable. Again, the product certification and manufactured under perfect standards. So Made in Green, again, transparently represents a supply chain of your certified product. It's all about transparency and that you are taking action. Another cool thing, which is also not so well known about the Ecotech system, is the buying guide, which I personally really love. So actually, you are looking for components for your garments, for zippers, for buttons, for fabrics, and so on. And you just want to know, well, which suppliers can provide me with already pre-certified components. Well, you just go into the buying guide, type in the product level that you would like to have, and the buying guide automatically searches the Ecotech database for certified products and certified companies. So this is actually a powerful tool to build your own textile out of pre-certified products. As mentioned before, Made in Green is also recommended, I must say, from Greenpeace. So this is the official statement from Greenpeace. So they acknowledge the Made in Green certification as sustainable textile production. Made in Green is supported by label comparison portals. So this one is a German one called Siegelklarheit.de. So basically, you can the end consumer can choose some very important aspects, and then later on this portal gives you a recommendation what kind of labels you should look for. In Germany recently we came out with a government-driven labeling system which is called Grüner Knopf. In English it's Green Button. It's driven by the Ministry of Economic Cooperation and Development. And a Made in Green certification, for example, is an enabler for your Green Button certification. So you have Made in Green, you're basically covered. So some advertising examples from customers that already use Made in Green. This is an example from the US. Macy's basically loves Made in Green. So they have it on their website as the label and the message. They have a logo there. Explanatory text. They have a video where you can see the basics about the Made in Green certification and also the text form, respectively the label number, which is always very important in the Ecotech system that the label number is clearly displayed for tracking purposes. Kalida in Switzerland also uses the Made in Green certification very strongly because they are a very traditional company focusing on quality, Swiss statement, and they found the Made in Green certification to be perfectly matching with their company. So we think Made in Green enables your customers to make a sustainable choice, actually to be in the role of making choices. And it's basically like drawing out the curtain from the negative image of textile production. You can open the curtain to a fully transparent and sustainable production. All right, so if you have any questions, Hohenstein is basically available worldwide. We are in Germany with the headquarters, but we have multiple offices all over the globe. And of course, happy to support you in all kind of Ecotech certification, including Made in Green that I just presented. Thank you very much for your attention, and hopefully you have some questions. Thank you.
So if there are any more questions from the audience, you have the chance to ask Dr. Behring now. Okay, so I hand over.
Thank you so much for this great presentation. And what I like specifically about Made in Green is really that you have that entire package, but that you also cover not only the garment factories, but also the step before that. That's really an elegant solution. Very nice. My question is about the passport, the eco passport. Could you explain a bit how that works?
Yeah, well, it's basically a chemical certification. You just submit your chemical and tell what kind of chemical it is. Then we do a chemical screening. If we do not find unwanted substances in there, you can get the certification. That's all.
It's a test?
It's a chemical test. It's a chemical analysis. Right.
All right. And does it also comply with any RSL, MRSL requirements?
Good question. You just caught me right because I'm not the 100% expert on all the Ecotech certification. I can look that up for you, but I can also find further information on the Ecotech's website. So as far as I know, it complies not with 100% of the MRSLs, but I think with 99% of the MRSLs.
If I'm a brand and I'm sourcing fabrics that are already certified, what step do I need to take to make my end product also certified?
We'll just jump right in here. Well, this basically displays it. So you need to make sure that your supply chain has the STEP certification, and that the product later on that you sell has a standard 100 certification. Then you apply for Made in Green certification, and you hand in the existing certificates or disclose your supply chain, and then you're done. Of course, it costs some money, as you can expect, but it's actually a pretty straightforward process. So if your supply chain is already pre-certified, it's just paperwork. All right, thanks a lot. Have a nice afternoon.
So from my side as well, Dr. Behringer, thank you very much for being here, for replacing very well your boss. And it was very interesting. And all of you know, if you have any further questions, you could contact him at Hohenstein or write an email or whatever. Thank you so much. And in about 15 minutes, we'll have our last lecture for today. So Annemarie Hof will come and present some more deeper insights about sustainable designing. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to Sustain and Innovate Conference by Performance Days and Sports Fashion by SAZ. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other expert talks, go to performancedays.com. Copyright November 2019 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.